As God would have it, today we're going to have the sif that deals with whether you have to separate challah when you fry donuts. But that's sif gimel, so we'll have to ask for your patience. We start with sponge cake and cupcakes, and we move on to donuts. It's a very enjoyable simon. You can gain a lot of weight learning it. But I should have to samples, right? All right, we're going to learn Sefalafim Beis, which I introduced last week. And these pose the greatest riddle in all of Hilchus Challah. And the question is, why no Mefarshim on the page deal with it? And let's learn what Sefalafim Beis say. And there's a tremendous spread in the Paiskim as to how they deal with this. Although I think there's a consensus on one Mahalach. So let's learn Sefalafim Beis. You'll immediately see the difficulty, and then we'll deal with the possible resolutions. A sifalef ein chiyuv b'challah ela b'lechem. You only chayev challah for bread. Now, before you jump and say, "Oh, cake is potter," we will have in siftes that isa shenilusha b'mei peiros b'lo shemayim chayevis b'challah. We'll have in siftes that even if there's no water, if it's just a sweet dough, it's chayev b'challah. So we say here lechem. Probably we include pasta barbekis, we include kokosh or cookies, anything of that sort. So back to sefalef. In chiyuv b'challah ela b'lechem lefikach hasufkanin. What do they say there? Sufkaniyot? Should be sufkanin, isn't it? Are donuts male or female? Men like them, so they must be female, right? What? Sufganin. Oh, so it's Nikeva. Sufganin. Okay. So Lefikacha Sufganin, the Hainu. Now listen carefully. Hainu Rachim Ha'asuyim Kisvug. Rach presumably means a soft dough, a liquid batter. It's called Bilasei Racha. Ha'asuyim Kisvug, which is made like a sponge, sounds like sponge cake. Haduf shanim, which might be honey cake, I can't prove one way or the other. Hu iskaritin. Iskaritin, there's a little star there that points to the Be'er HaGaila. It says, Pirish Rashi, bilulase racha ma'id. A very liquidy batter. So apparently these are all things with a liquid batter. Hemet togadim bidvash. They're fried in honey. Petur diskaritin, presumably. Hemet togadim bidvash. Pitur min achalah. So Sif Aleph says something about something which is b'lilase racha that is potter from challah. There are no mefarshim here. Nobody really makes any comment, and it appears here that sponge cake is potter from challah. Cupcakes are potter from challah. However, Sif Beis contradicts that understanding. Sif Beis says the reverse. A dough that has a liquid batter, like a pancake batter, and you bake it either in an oven, or even in a shallow pan, whether you heated the oven and then stuck in the dough and then heated it, no difference. Provide that it's not cooked. If it's cooked, like kreplach, or pancakes are certainly part of challah. But if it's not cooked, if it's baked, it says here that it's challah, chayiv, and challah. And it seems to contradict our understanding of Sif Aleph. And nobody here on the page is troubled by it. So whatever the answer is, it's an answer that was obvious to everybody. What?
The tuba
is fried,
whereas here, machas is baked.
So, b'lilasei racha, that's baked, is chayim chala according to Sif Beis. According to Sif Aleph, b'lilasei racha, asuri kisvug, presumably, it means it's baked. Sif Aleph? Well, I think Metugan goes on iskaritin. I'm not sure, unless it goes on all three. If it goes on all three, then it really is, it can't really be because of Sif Gimel.
which we'll see. So
that's one of the resolutions of the two sifim. All right, the most popular. This is try to explain how lechem is defined. And the way I'm learning Sif Aleph and Beis, we'll see, I think most Mefarshim learn this way, Aleph and Beis are talking about the exception of B'lilosei Racha. And again, B'lilosei Ova is a dough which you can pick up. It's a thick dough. B'lilosei Racha is a dough that you have to put in a container. It's liquidy like a pancake or a waffle dough. So we're talking here in Sif Aleph and Beis about B'lilosei Racha. Beis certainly... What does Rachid mean in Sif Aleph? Presumably. And there seems to be a difference between Sif Aleph and Beis. Now, let me go through the explanations. The first explanation, which comes from the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz, which is quoted in a number of Achrayinim, and the Chochmas Adam seems to follow this Mahalach, is to explain as follows. And this is the way I've been explaining it throughout Hilchas Challah, that the liquid batter is potter from challah when it's a dough. Most things, the Torah says, a dough is chareishas harisei sechem. A dough is chayev and challah. A liquid batter is potter from challah. But when you bake it, as it bakes, now that's my explanation. When you bake it, it's chayev. My explanation would be, as it bakes, it starts off a liquid dough. At some point, it ends up a piece of cake. So at some point, it becomes bilosayava. At some point, it becomes a solid piece. And at that point, it becomes chayiv and challah.
And that's all predicated on using water. Sponge tin doesn't use water, and other things do not use water.
Well, you'd mean water in the batter or water in
water with the flour.
Okay, so sponge cake does typically have water. Sponge cake does have water in it.
Sponge cake has water.
Sponge cake has water, yeah. Sponge cakes have water in them. The okay, I guess maybe it's more than one way to make a sponge cake.
Orange juice,
sponge cake.
Sure.
Okay. I can't. I'm the son of a baker and married to a baker, but I'm not a baker, so I can't tell you. What? I think they all have water. The only thing that's made without water is egg kichel, and that's why it's called egg kichel. Chocolate chip cookies don't have water.
What?
You're wrong, 100%. Chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, I'll have to bring you a chicken for chocolate chip cookies. I don't know. Okay. My wife makes chocolate chip cookies every Thursday. And, okay, I have to observe it. At any rate, my point here, water, by the way, is not a criterion. In Sif Tes, take a quick look. Sif Tes, it's... No, back the next page on your copies. Sif Tes, Issa Shemimushim Be'mei Peiris Boloi Shumayim Chayeves Bechala. Water is not a criteria to be chayev and challah, as it says in Sif Tes. Now, again, this way to resolve it, now you have to understand. So, Yeshkayach, what are you telling me a liquid batter is potter? If you're telling me as it bakes, it's chayev, so what's the difference? You know, nobody eats the liquid, maybe some little kids eat it, but nobody serves liquid batter anyway. If you tell me as you bake it, it's chayev, Yeshkayach, what are you telling me? So the answer is there are two major nafkaminas. One is if you make the dough and it's liquid, it's potter, and it doesn't become chayiv till you bake it. So if you make a large dough with 100 pounds of flour, but divide it into separate cupcakes, when it's a dough, it's potter. Each cupcake by itself doesn't have the shir challah. So therefore, if the chayiv comes later as you bake it, it's potter from challah, because it doesn't have the shir at the time that it's baked. That's really the major... halacha l'maisa difference between the two. The Chaber is saying that the dough is potter and that the baking sif beis is b'losei racha va'ofa. Right, beis isa b'losei racha va'ofa b'tanur chayevus. Yeah, why does it say ofa b'tanur sif beis? Say isa b'losei racha chayevus b'chala. It doesn't say that. Sif Aleph is a dough. Sif Beis is a baked dough. That's the difference between the two. Sif Aleph, I should call it a batter, is a batter, and Sif Beis is a baked batter. When you start baking it, it becomes chayiv. So the major difference is if you break it into less than the shear. All the hechsherim in the world that I know of go with this approach and hold that not only do they hold that it's nachayiv and challah when it's a liquid dough, but they say dafka not to separate challah when it's liquid. Because if you're going to be machmer, separate it when it's a liquid dough and it's potter. And later you're going to bake a whole sheet of sponge cake, you're going to think it's potter, but it's not potter. At the time you separated, it was before the chiyuv. Later on, when you baked it, it became chayiv. So dafka, they don't separate from a liquid dough. They go with this mahalach. I told you two nafkaminas. One nafkamina, as I said, is if you break it into small cupcakes or the like. The second nafkamina is a halacha we're going to have, that when you make a dough, al das to bake it, and later change your mind and cook it, we're going to learn later, it's chayiv and challah. We'll discuss it. But it's chayiv and challah, because when you made the dough, you plan to bake it, it's already challah chiyuv. By losay racha, if you made the dough, al das to bake it, it's not machayiv. Losay racha is not chayiv al dough. It's only chayiv when you make it into a food. If later you decide instead to cook it, that changes the... so then it remains potter, because you ended up cooking it. What? It's a tremendous chiddush. We're saying blosei ava becomes chayiv when it's a dough. Blosei racha becomes chayiv when it's baked and forms into a... I would say, and I don't have a makor for it, as soon as the liquid becomes so thick that if you were to pick it up, you could pick it up like we blosei ava, at that point it becomes chayiv. That would be my understanding of this halach. Now, right, because of size. Even though chocolate chip cookies are chayiv, even though they're small, or small chalas are chayiv. Why? Because they were chayiv when they were a dough. Because they were a thick dough, they became chayiv when they were a dough. And this became chayiv only later when it was made. Because it doesn't have a shem lechem. A liquid dough doesn't have a shem lechem. It doesn't have. That's the way. That's our understanding. There's a brisa that's a raya that they bring. So in Tosefta of Chal, it has the following brisa. Listen carefully. It says, Habo b'svina, you're on a boat, b'chutz l'oretz l'eretz Yisrael. And on the boat, you bake. You're not a rowboat. You're in a cruise ship. And the bakery is baking challah. Is that chutz l'oretz? And has dinam of challah chutz l'oretz? Or is that Eretz Yisrael? So the Bryce said, I'm asking your opinion. It's the Bryce's opinion. Give me a minute. Ba mechutz l'oretz Eretz Yisrael. Im kevar karmu pa neha bitanur. If it already got browned in the oven before it came to Eretz Yisrael, then it's challah chutz l'oretz. If it's karmu paneo, only when it got to Eretz Yisrael, then it's chalas Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what are you talking about? It's chayiv when it's a dough. If it's chayiv when it's a dough, then it's when you made the dough. Whoever heard that's when you bake it. So the Tyrosaurus brings a raya from here to his rule, that there are some things that become chayiv and chala when they bake. Here it says karmu paneo batana, which sounds like it, I don't know if it means it formed upon him or it... Carbonet sounds like it got a brownish color. It's a crumb, really. Carbonet is lotion crumb, probably. It got a skin on the top of it. So at any rate, that's the majority halacha lemaisa opinion on the matter. And that's the way we deal with these halachas of challah. No, it doesn't matter where the ingredients are from. Challah, it's not like Truma Sumaisra. It's not like Truma Maisra. Truma is dependent on where it grew. Challah has nothing to do where it grew. Only has to do with when it became a dough. That where it became a dough is Chayiv. In the case of Ulasi Racha, where it was Karmel Paneha, that's where it becomes Chayiv.
Does this boat have like a 3-mile limit, or it means back?
That's interesting. There's a mission, there's a, in the first parak of Gittin, Rabbi Yehuda says that you draw a straight line in the Mediterranean. If I recall correctly, he says from Tyre down to Ashdod or Aza, you draw a line in the water, and the water that's from that line towards Eretz Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and the water that's outside is outside.
And anything happens in Eretz Yisrael all the way to West Pakistan is included.
There's another time that holds all the way. That would be a major problem in Halacha. because that would include Portugal. It would. At any rate,
oil,
what?
Oil that they found is that part of the the oil.
The Hanukkah. Oh, the gas finds. Oh, the natural gas. That's a good question. I have no idea. Okay, at any rate, that's the majority opinion. It could be a kula or a chumra. It was karma panerin Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes a deraisa. People are saying racha. Let's see, Ava goes by when you make the dough. Even the kula. I think so. That's my understanding. There is a second opinion that holds. It's the Lechem Chamudais in his Pirush on the Rosh in Hilchas Chala. He says that Stam B'lilosei Racha is oimed to be made into pancakes. If you see someone making liquid batter, stoma, it's pata from chala, because it's oimed to be made into pancakes, or something of the like. So it says pata, that's sif aleph. Sif beis is, if you have a b'lilosei racha, that you plan to, that, I don't mean you plan to bake, you actually bake, then it's chayim chala. So sif aleph is stam dough, and sifbeis is dough that you plan to bake. That's the lechem chamudais. I mentioned it just lahashlim ha'inyan. I'm not sure. Maybe it means mitugan. Maybe it means planned to be mitagein. I'm not sure. You have to look up lechem chamudais. I'm sorry, but this is the way it's brought. Now I do have to tell you that the Aruch HaShulchan here, uncharacteristically, goes off on a tangent. He expresses doubt as to what's going on here in the Shulchan Aruch, and he goes into a discussion that is totally, by the Paiskim, is totally like left field. He talks here about certain types of cake being potter from challah, not dafka b'lasei racha, not dafka b'lasei yava. It's a very difficult Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan starts Shin Chav Tes with Zivav, with later in the Siman, he comes back. It's very difficult Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know that any of the place can consider it lahalacha. We even make brachas on any b'laseyava, whether it's a cake or not. So again, just sort of lahashul me'inyan, I have to tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan struggles with Sif Aleph and Sif Beis as well. And it's a very difficult, the whole topic is a very difficult topic. The Chochmas Adam is sort of the Pesach Achrayim in Yeridaya. I mean, though some hold Aruch HaShulchan is, but Rabbi Palm always, the Chochmas Adam was the Pesach Achrayim. And here he goes with the first beer, the Taras Aretz's beer, and that's, I think, what the Echsherim go with today. So that is Sif Aleph and Beis, the whole tumult over sponge cake, cupcakes and the like, brownie cakes, the same thing. Today, they patter. I mentioned you once, putting them all into a big container, into a car, as a shaylev, it's salmit sarfon. We hold, we make all these things. There are people on machmir when they eat sponge cake to separate a little bit of challah. But it's a chumrah. Sponge cake has a very small amount of flour. Do you have sponge cake too? Okay. Small amount of flour compared to the sponge cake. Chocolate chip cookies. They have a lot of flour, right?
But
the big ones to share, yeah. All right, let's go on to Sif Gimel.
Bakery is a big sponge cake we have to share.
Reisman's doesn't make sheets. They make small. If you make these big sheets, I imagine they have the shear. Okay, let's go on to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is the donut. Donuts is Sif Gimel. Because Aleph and Beis was a batter. Donuts is a hard dough. It's not a batter. So donuts is Sif Gimel. You need a Hakdama to Sif Gimel. It's not possible to learn it without something of a Hakdama. And the Hakdama is a Machlaikis Mishainim, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shimshin, the Rajba, the Balei Taisis. And the Machlaikis is a Kloliistic Machlaikis. From here, the next couple of the rest of the day, really, we're going to talk about Shilas, that have to do both with Hilchas Chala and with Dinim of benching. In other words, if you ate so many donuts, that's enough to shear to bench. Do you bench? Donuts, as you know, like this week. Like donuts, as you know, are not baked, as you might know. Right? Donuts are deep fried. That's what gives them the very heavy and nutritious identity. They're deep fried and they're not baked at all. Now, pashtus, something that's not baked, that's cooked, is not chayiv and chala. Pancakes are not chayiv and chala. The shaila here is a machlaikis in Taisvis and Peitz Perakeitzim of Arachim. Rabbeinu Tam says a chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says any b'lilasei ova, any dough that's a real dough, not a liquid dough, a real dough, the Torah says reishis ariseisechem tarimu. If it's a real dough, it's chayiv and chala. If you have machshava to deep fry it or to cook it, to make kreplach out of it or anything out of it, if it's a hard dough, Rabbeinu Tam says machshava doesn't change anything. It's chayiv and chala. Period. Doesn't matter what you do with it. That's shitas Rabbeinu Tam. What? Oh, we're going to talk about spaghetti. Okay. Spaghetti will be a discussion. 1 minute, one thing at a time. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that bililasei ova machshava does not pater. Now, you have to realize, Rishonim would disagree, for the most part, wouldn't say so, because it's a chiddush. Who thought such a thing? Lamaisa, Rabbeinu Shimshin, in his Pirush on Chala, argues with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban says not like Rabbeinu Tam. And it's hard to find a chover. The Beis Yosef doesn't find a second shita to agree. In other words, in the Beis Yosef, in Yerideya, Rabbeinu Tam is a das yachid. Which would mean that the ikur lahalacha, we'll have to see what chayshish Rabbeinu Tam, the ikur lahalacha is that if it's bililasei ova and you deep fry or cook it, it's pata from challah. And that's going to be the shita of the Mechaber, according to the girsa. You'll see here there are two girsais in how to learn the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to go with the girsa that the printer here liked, and we'll see why. And this Shulchan Aruch is La Fuke Rabbeinu Tam. Let's learn it inside. You see, it says Ila Isa Shabli Lasa. There are two girsais, Ova and Racha. All manuscripts have both. First, we'll learn Ova. We'll see that that's the Iker girsa. Isa shabilasei ova. If you have a real dough, like a donut dough, v'gilgula, and you made the dough, adas labashla oy latagna, to make kreplach, or to make donuts. Unless I say sufganin, maybe also donuts. Oy liyavsha b'chama, or even to put it out to dry in the sun. V'osa kein, pitura, it's potter. You don't plan to bake it, it's potter. Now, that's the first part. That's Rabbeinu Shimshin, and it's Lafuke from the Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in Gra Gimel, Masnisin Perakabi Lechala Kepirish Rash Meinai Kein Das Rabbeinu Tam. It's like the Rash, not like Rabbeinu Tam. He sells the Taisis Brachas Labazayin on the base. Now, that's the first din. I'm going
to
come back to it.
Well,
we'll talk about it. 1 second. Gilgula lasis mimeno lechem. This is halacha psuka. If you make a dough and you plan at the time you make the dough to bake it, v'nimlach levashla oy latagda oy lasesus ufganim oy yasha bechama. And when you made the dough, you plan to bake it. It's chayiv and chala. Chayeves should find the chayiv mishas gilgul, which means reishis areisi sechem torimu. Rabbeinu Tam says all doughs are chayiv. We say a dough that's made amenas to bake is chayiv, even if you change your mind later. Gilgulal dasuv ganim, if you had to ban. Let's say you made the dough in order to fry it. V'nimlach vaseis alechem, and then you decided to bake it. Chayiv is, it's also chayiv. So it's chayiv, the way we pass it, the Rebbeinu Shimshin, if either you made the dough in order to bake it, or even if you made the dough in order to cook it and change your mind and baked it. So it's chayiv and chalav. But if you made it to cook, and you did cook it or fry it, then the Mechaber Shita is that it's pata from Chala, and like I said, this is the Shita of the majority of the Rishayim.
So we're wrong.
What? There's no Rambam that argues, but there is a Shach. Let's look at the Shach. What's with Shach? Is it Shifkat Dalit? Shach Dalit Petura. Kima de Gugulad Aslavashla Lachala Chavaschala. The Basadaita Yazlinan. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Miyu. Now the Shach says Harbei Paiskim Chelkim. Now when I'm trying to figure out who these Harbei Paiskim are, I told you Rabbeinu Tam seems to be a Das Yachin. Harbei Paiskim Chelkim. Dechad de Vilah Sayava. I feel Gilgalad Aslavashla Chayavis Bechala. This Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Then you may believe Ava, even if they did it in order to cook this chai, the miyam this chai, b'shas Gilgal, k'disa b'si Yosef. K'disa b'si Yosef, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. K'in yesh lahach mi lafish chala, b'loi bracha, lafish mat mi menu, or bake some of it, sh'ed kek, this chai, kula b'chala, k'disa b'shach. I say, k'mash kosav arash, v'tur, v'pais, k'mashay ma'aram, ayim shah. Ma'aram is if you bake part of it. But anyway, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Shach says, to be chayshish, r'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and to separate challah when you make donuts. So it comes out that donuts, the ikur lahalach is like the mechaber. The donuts are potah from challah. But the Shas says to be chayshish Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Yaina in Ketzah Mevarchim agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. We have at least one other Rishon that agrees. If I'd be a bucky, maybe I'd find more. But that is here the machlag. So it comes out donuts, Mikra Adin, you don't have to separate challah. But Lamaisa, the Shach says, on a donut dough, you should separate without a bracha, which I believe is what they do. What? Blaseyava. Blava, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Now, I think they, I think they separate challah from everybody Blaseyava. Yeah, without a bracha. Now, what's interesting. So now we'll get to Sifdalid, Lefos Ma'at, and it's important, but we'll get to it.
I have a shop said in the fifth month, he said that Uya, Naboli Benefit. He should have said that about
the Uya. He's told there, Babli Lasse Racha.
Climb up. Why do you have to say Uya?
Because there he's talking that you baked it. Talking there that he's talking that you baked. There's no diok. He's a real everyday lechem. He means lafuke b'lasei racha. He's a real everyday lechem. Lafuke b'lasei racha, which is not royally dev lechem. All right, in kuf samaches if you gimel, again Rabbeinu Tam Shita is discussed, but there. The Mechaber did different than he did here in Yeridaya. In Yeridaya, he left out Rabbeinu Tam Legamri. He just put Rabbeinu Shamshon, Rabbeinu Shimshon, Yepata from Chala. It's interesting is that in Kuf Samaches Yud Gimel says Dover should be Lasei Ava in Bishloi Tigna. If you have a dough like a bread dough that's Lasei Ava and you cooked it or fried it, Eidu Mevarach Lav Hamaitzi, Afil Yesh Lav Teresa Denama. If you bake it, if you cook it or fry it, you don't make hamaitzi. But feel the schayva b'chala, the birchas hamaitzi einoi haylech ela acher shasafia. Because birchas hamaitzi goes according to the time you bake it. That's Rabbeinu Shimshon. V'yeshchalkin va'imrim, says Rabbeinu Tam, yeshchalkin va'imrim koshk t'lasi isa ava. If it started off an isa, that's ava. I feel a richacha b'mayim. V'asos uvganim, u'bishla b'mayim, aytigna b'shemen. He brings a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rama here says, Nogu lahakel. The meaning is not like him. But here the Mechaber does bring Rabbeinu Tam as a Yirei Shemayim Yachmer, that if you take a regular bread dough, no, not sweet, a regular bread dough, and you fry it, is there such a thing today? Fried? What did I have? Yes, okay. People make it. Certain types of, okay. So the Mechaber brings two shitas. The Ramah says, Nogu lahakel, that we're knowing like Rabbeinu Shimshon. And by Ochel Kedei Sviya, Mishnah Berurah says, it's already Yishayel V'dei Raisa, you should be machmir to be chayshish Rabbeinu Tam. So, well, either bench or be machmir to be machayiv yourself in bench. He says, Bachal kedei sviya, the chibur chasamazin deraisa, tzorchal varach bur chasamazin, misafik, the chay mashmi agra. I call that, etc. But anyway, he says to him, after actually to ban. It's a very hard thing to know what's Kedei Sviya. Sometimes you know. Sometimes it's hard to measure. I don't know. This is very high standard. I don't know. The Gra mentions a share of a Gimel V'Dalad Beyim as a minimum for Kedei Sviya. But, I don't know.
They get a pizza. They make pizza. Do they give...
They separate challah because a pizza dough is a regular bread dough.
Right.
It's a regular bread dough. They all separate challah.
They
yeah, they're baking it. It's milas hayava. Each time they make a dough, they separate challah.
So why don't we make mezainis? What should we do? One piece, two pieces.
You should make hamaitzi on all pizza. I hate to tell you, the mechaber says that a dough. That's filled or that's topped with something. Normally, a filled dough is mezainis. Says if it's made to be a meal, then it's hamaitzi. It's very shvach the minhag ha'olam to make mezainis on less than two slices. Has its origins in the history of pizza. Pizza, when we grew up, pizza was a snack. It wasn't a meal, so we made mezainis and it was appropriate. But today, when pizza's become a meal, today the yeshiva is one day a week they serve pizza for lunch. People order pizza for supper. It became a meal, and really just the facts changed. Today, pizza really is hamaitzi. The frozen pizza, more so, because they bake it before they put the toppings on. They bake the dough. And they
do. It will be two slices.
Most people go with two slices. The way we grew up, we always said two slices because it's a snack food. So, I don't know. What should I tell you? Excuse me? Mishabura says to be makra. I would say to take some bread. But he says, he doesn't say that. He says to be makra. I agree, it's suffering in the chaloi sechiyah, not in the p'tor. But that's like suffering kachal kadei sviyah. It's interesting. Yeah. I think so. It says Rashi. The first sheet that says Rabbeinu Shimshin. The second sheet says Rabbeinu Tam. Baruch Islam and Zion. It seems to be exactly the same achleikus. And Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. Yishchalkin v'ayimu kol shetilasa isa ava. Afilu richa akak b'mayim. V'asosuf ganim u'bishlo b'mayim. I think the b'shemen. V'varach la ha'maitzi. The Mechaber says Yirei Shemayim Tzidei Shneiyam. And the Ramah says Nogol Lohav. Mechaber in the Yesh Chalkin doesn't talk about Hilchos Challah. In Rabbeinu Shimshin, he mentions Afil Nischai B'Challah. Even if it was Nischai B'Challah, the Amaitzi doesn't go B'Sashas Gilgalisa. It goes because it could be Nischai B'Challah if when you made the dough you had a mind to bake it, you changed your mind and cooked it, so you could have such Echa Tzitzit.
So did you have to
mention donuts? Yeah. It says the Mishnah Berurah says that if Yekdei Sviyam in donuts, Shmi Chashish Rabbeinu Tam.
Somebody asked something about mezonos bread. Now, it's one thing if you're saying that they have a suda. What happens if they sell these loaves of bread? It's called mezonos.
There's an interesting halacha. Mezonos bread is not determined by the label of the manufacturer. It has to be for Sfardim, as long as it tastes sweet. Egg challah is a mezonos for Sfardim. For us, it has to be ikroi. It has to taste like cake. If it tastes like a bread. Even the so-called sweet breads, at least some of them, are hamaitzi. Because they're bread with a little sprinkled some topping on it or something. It's not, I mentioned to you that I had to speak to him anyway. I spoke to the person who gives the hechsher on these breads that are and he holds that it's mezainis bread. He holds mezainis bread. I said, why do you give a hechsher if you're a das yachid? He said, I'm not a das yachid. I said, who agrees with you? He said, Rav Kreisworth. The Ramban writes, "Haroitz l'shaker yarchik shikrei." So the thing is that I had a chain by Rav Kreisworth. He used to come visit me here. He used to go around collecting. 11 o'clock, he would come. So I asked Rav Kreisworth. So you had to know Rav Kreisworth. Hey, you're a shaker. Give me his phone number. I'm gonna call him up. He can say to my name. And you know, like it was totally not true. It wasn't even having me to be true. So what?
He's the guy saying that if there's anything in it.
I don't know what he. I could tell you what he says, but it's below. He's being fooled. Whatever. Shulchan Aruch says ikrai. The Mechaber says if it's nikr, that is something sweet. Mechaber, the Ramah says it has to be not nikr, but ikr. The ikr taste has to be sweet. How do you define ikr taste sweet? We can argue about it. These Mezainis bagels, if they wouldn't have the dots on the bottom, you wouldn't know which are the Mezainis bagels and which are not. They're Hamaitzi. It's a fraud. It's a total fraud. It's bologna. It's rhubarb with juice. They mix the water into the juice and then they put the juice into the mixer. It's not rive juice. They rely on the Das Torah. It says rive juice. It's shochlar. It has to be nicker. Das Torah says if it's rive juice, it'll be sweet. It's not sweet. It's a major problem. I don't know what a wrap. I never ate a wrap. But a wrap is it's said to be a thin pita, isn't it? So it should be the same thing. So I don't know a burrito. So I can't tell you about it. All right, let's get back to Hilchos Chala. These are vada hamayitz. No salt. Siv Dalet. We're going from sponge cakes. Rabbi say. Sponge cake to donuts. I know you're all very excited. They'll have to. Okay. Not everyone. But we'll have recess in a few minutes. Hello? If you kaveya suda, that's hilchis arachayim. The rule is, and we'll get into a long discussion later. What it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you kaveya suda on mezaynus, on pas haba bikisnan, they are pas haba bikisnan, not pas. The pas is part. You never bench, no matter how much spaghetti you eat. But if you eat chocolate chip cookies or brownie bars or kokosh cakes, any real pas haba bikisnan, there is a point of kaviya suda where it becomes chayiv in benching. What is that point? There are two shitas, how much you have to eat. We won't bench unless you have the larger shita. What are the two shitas? But listen carefully. One shita is gimel v'dalet bayim, 3 to 4, the volume of 3 to 4 eggs. Doesn't sound like too much. The other shita is the amount of bread, the amount of mezainis that you normally eat in a meal. That it would be bread you normally eat in a meal. In the time of Chazal, that was more than Gimel and Dalet Beim. Now, Gimel and Dalet Beim is the smaller share, and the amount you eat, not at stama meal, but at a fancy meal, at a big meal, that's the larger amount. Ramesh has a chumrah, that Bizman Azeh, where we eat very small amount of bread in our meals, that the share of, it's called Sudas Erev HaBoker, chash of a meal, the Sudas Erev HaBoker share is actually less than the Gimel and Dalet Beim. So you Gimel and Dalet Beim, you definitely have to bench. Mishnah Berurah and all the earlier Paiskim assume that Sudas Erev HaBoker is larger, a greater share, the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch is a greater share than Gimel and Dalet Beim. So therefore, there's a certain amount of confusion as to how much you actually have to eat to be able to bench. Now sometimes people eat so much that there's no suffix because they eat the Gimel Dalet Beim plus and they eat a lot. So that is a difficult discussion. Now, on top of that, there's a second discussion as to whether other foods are mitzaref, whether the other foods count. There's an eitzah by a kiddush if you eat a lot of cake to say alamichya before you start eating the kugel and the holuches. So therefore, you're definitely not mitzvah if the other thing. But the amount to make, the amount to bench is unclear. Lamaisi, you shouldn't bench unless you're absolutely sure you had a shita l'chol ha-shitas. If you're misupik, you could eat a piece of bread and then bench. But otherwise, if you know, you make ha-atil sidayim and ha-maitzi. If you don't know, you make mezainis, you end up benching.
How many cookies you were told?
A lot. Yeah, I bet you the old question.
How many eggs are donuts?
You can't eat that many. I don't know. Gimel Dalet Beis. Some of brachis, it could be the Shtana Beis. Lamaisa, it's rare that you'll bench. Somebody eats more than two donuts, you can get sick. I eat more than two donuts. Young people could, but the rest of us. It's a good question. The Safi Teiraisi, you should bench. Okay. You're right. If you have the Knesvia, it's Knesvia. Okay. Anyway, Sif Dalet. Now, I invite you to learn Sif Dalet, and the surprise is where this is Nagea LaHalacha. So when you learn it, it doesn't sound like it's Nagea LaHalacha, and there'll be a surprise at the end. Okay? Sif Dalet. Afiluk Sha'isai Sa'adas Lavashla. I watch an example of a dough that's made in order to cook. Kishka is a dough, okay, if it's a dough, or kreplach, or spaghetti, these are all things I made to cook. Ukiyaitzabai. Now listen, imdaitei la'afis mimena ma'at. You make 100 pounds of flour. Now, if you're going to bake 5 pounds of flour worth, it's pashut, it's chayiv l'chala. Because this dough has the shiur chala. Let's say your wife makes a dough, she's only making 5 pounds with 10 pounds of dough, and she's making kreplach. But she's taking a small amount, 1 pound of dough, and making cookies from that. So she's only making cookies from 1 pound of dough, and the other 9 pounds she's making into kreplach. So mina toira, it's potter. You don't have enough to bake. But there's a gzeirah de rabbanon that imdaitei lafis mena ma'at. You're only going to bake a little. Va'afai, and you did bake it. Afilu einbai say ma'at shirchala. Even that small amount is less than the shirchala. Kula mischayeves al yaday. The whole dough is chayev mechala. Says shach vav. Chachamim gazru bedava. It's a gzeirah de rabbanon. Shema yimlach v'yafim imenu shirchala. You might end up baking a shirchala. Because of Abrach, the Bafrashosai Chalas Utsarach Lavarech. The real Gzeri de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were geyser. You make a bracha on the Afrashos Chalas. Avgashen Yel Chashosh de Rabbanon. Even though Rabbanon were only Chayshish for something that might happen, Mavarach and Asafik did the Vrayim. That's what it comes. You make a bracha on Asafik, did the Vrayim. When the Chazal were geyser. Vanshot Sheret, like a Marshal. So it comes out here. Now I challenge you to think of a case where this comes up, where you're cooking. Making a dough to cook, which is potter, and you take a small pot to bake. It's machayev the entire dough. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's all going to Rabbeinu Shimshon that the dough itself is potter, and it will only be chayev if you separate shir chala. Separate less than the shir chala, it's potter. And here we come to the following shayla. What? Oh, so it's interesting. Here it doesn't say kavana. It says kavana ve'ofai. The Taz later makes a diuk. It says here, if you had kavana to bake, ve'ofai. And you actually baked it. That's the long $1,000. Maybe we'll discuss it. What? You have to have ofai. Normally, if you make a dough, you plan to bake it, it's chayiv. But over here, when you made the dough and planned to bake less than the shear, it's exerid rabbanon. The rabbanon only goes when you actually bake it, and not just when you plan to bake it. In Taz Dalid, he makes this diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. Then in Sif Dalid, it's only ofai. It's only if you actually bake the small
maybe
amount.
The from the baked
now what?
Maybe take
from the baked pot, but
before.
Then
usually you take it before.
Not really, see, really not. Really, you take it from the dough because mid rabbanon, the whole dough is chayiv. Now here I want to explain to you in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yashiv made a tumul about this. I'm talking about 30-40 years ago. I saw it printed. They printed his shiurim on brachas. They have the aris and all the mesechtes, which are fine. There's a separate, someone else put out his shiurim on brachas. He combined for many years. Somebody I know, listen, Isaiah Bira, forgetting his name, who is a real Talmud. I mean, you know, he kept notes, meticulous notes, and it's just a beautiful, the work on, all the horrors are nice, but this is a very beautiful Rabbi Yashiv Shurim on brachas. What?
Rabbi Pradi's in Isaiah Bira.
It wasn't Rabbi Pradi, no. Rabbi Pradi was also Isaiah Bira, but he's, no, he, whatever. It wasn't him. The thing is this. Rabbi Yashiv was ma'erer the following two-step needn't. So you have to listen one step at a time. If I have a dough and I plan to cook the dough, Rabbeinu Tam holds the dough is chayiv. We don't really pass it. I can't. We pass it. Rabbeinu Shimshon, you want to be machmir? You're machmir. We pass. You make a dough to cook your potter. So what does that mean? You have spaghetti. Spaghetti is potter. You even the homemade spaghetti. You make the dough. You cook the spaghetti. You're potter from challah. What happens if you make spaghetti and then you take that spaghetti, that pasta, and you make a lakshin kugel out of it? So what did you do now? You cooked it, and after cooking it, you baked it. So B'Yashiv says, that's chayim and challah. If you make a dough to bake it, so what if you cook it first and then bake it? L'maisa, it's baked. And something, even if it's cooked and then baked, is chayim and challah. And therefore, the dough, the lakshin kugel is chayim. Now, most lakshin kugel doesn't have the shir challah. So l'chayr, it's not a problem. Now the nafkamina, Rabbi Yosher writes about a brachis, is that if you kaveh a suda lakshin kugel, or in a kiddush eat lakshin kugel, it counts as pas. It doesn't count as, right, lakshin, spaghetti, eat tons of spaghetti, you don't have to bench. He says, lakshin kugel, that's baked. Once it's baked, it has a din like cookies, and if you eat the shir, you have to bench. Let me finish. L'gabi chala, l'gabi the chiyav of chala, he says, well, let's see. Lakshin kugel is less than the shear. It's pata from challah. He says, 1 minute. When they made the lakshin in the lakshin factory, the dough was more than the shear challah. They know some people are going to make lakshin kugel out of it. So we have here in Siv Dalet that if you make a lakshin kugel and it's more than the shear challah, and a small amount, even less than the shear challah, is going to be baked into something that's afiyah, then the whole lakshin should be chayim and challah. The whole big dough should now be chayim and challah. Even though they don't bake it, they don't cook it. All they do in the factory is dry it. A spaghetti is just made from dough into pasta, and they put it in an oven to dry for a few minutes. That's all. It's not baked. It's not edible. Nevertheless, that was Rabbi Yosef's ha'ara. Taras Avos was talking about Bilasei Racha. He has Bilasei Ava. It's Bilasei Ava here. It's siftalin. It's a regular dough, and part of it is going to be used for the other. So it comes out, it's sort of a chumra al gabi chumra. It's one chumra on the other, that if you're going to bake a part of it, not only is that chayiv and challah, but even the rest of it should also be chayiv and challah. Makes a big problem.
In Israel, they give out the now, they always give out these big lakshin kugels.
Right.
So which means it has
a shear, no? If it has a shear, certainly chayav and challah. That's what he says. If it has 5 pounds, certainly chayav and challah. Whoever thought of it, that should be chayav and challah. That's what Yashin says. Let me just finish. Rav Shlomo Zalman responded to it. It's printed in the Miluim on Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Maybe in the new, they reprinted now a new Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Maybe it's there. But originally it's in the Miluim. It's Perek Nundalid Ois Samachay. And he says that he disagrees. Disagrees with Rabbi Yasha. He says that if after you cook it, it's servable, it's ready to be served, like lakshin. He says then it's done. It's done. Whatever you do with it later is not mechayiv. And when is it mechayiv? If the recipe calls for cooking and baking, then you go by the baking. But cooked, after you cook it, you don't take raw noodles for lakshin kugel. First you cook it, you make it into servable lakshin, and then you make lakshin kugel. So he says that in that case, it's different. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is the tshuva in the Michas Yitzchak Chelak Ches, who's besupik. He's sort of in between. He's besupik bedavar as to what to do. And it turns out that really, if you plan to make lakshin kugel, it's better to buy from a Goyish company than from a Yiddish company. I mean, there are no real Yiddish companies in America that make pasta. They just go to the factories. But let's say you have a Jewish factory that makes pasta. According to Rabbi Yashav, they had to separate challah. Even if you're eating it, the spaghetti, they should have separated challah. A Goyish company, it's not chayiv when it's a dough. So only if your lakshin kugel has the shear, then it's chayiv. I don't think today, in America at least, there are any companies owned by Yidden. Places like Kemach, they just make it in a Geisha factory, so it's really good.
Okay. It's pasta, it's the same thing. Even though it comes with eggs, that.
Yeah, same thing. If one person makes a lakshin dough, a lakshin kugel, he's mechayev that whole dough from the very beginning in challah. That's what comes out. That's what comes out. Lakshin kugel in Arachayim. In Arachayim, it's Kuf Samaches if you dalit Lakshin Kogel, Chalut, Chalut. What is Chalut? Pirish. Kemim pas shechaltin oisei b'reischin. It's a dough that's made in hot water. Sheacha kachafo betaner, and afterwards you baked it. Pas gomeru mavarch lav amaitzi. It's pas gomer. It gets amaitzi. Does the shabur be any chalkim? No. No, a fo batanum of Archlav Hamaitzi. A fill of Tigna Bishemin Vach Kachafoi, Bavarach Hamaitzi. So, does he bring any Chalkin? No. Bavarach Hamaitzi, a fill of Lekava Aleu. So, what he's saying is a Lakshin Kugel, well, Lakshin Kugel we're not going to make Hamaitzi because it's usually sweet or has a sweet taste, but it's past Hababi Kistan. Now, bagels are something else. Bagels is a misconception that bagels are cooked before they're baked. They're not. Bagels are thrown into hot water. But they're thrown into hot water. They're not cooked. They're not edible. The lumdis of a bagel is you throw it into hot water. If you take a dough and bake it, it rises. The challah rises. As the bubbles form inside, it gets bigger. You take a bagel, they throw it into boiling water, and then the crust forms. The crust is like a vise. Now, in the crust, it's already formed. It can't rise anymore. What inside now would normally rise, can't rise. So it gets the bubbles and it gets the tough texture that's unique to a bagel on the inside. The trick of a good bagel maker, if you do it too much, it's going to be too tough to chew. And if you do too little, it's going to be a roll. You have to know exactly how to do it. But that's a bagel. A bagel's not cooked and baked. A bagel is thrown into hot water, it forms a crust, you pull it out, you can't bite it, you can't eat it. It's a dough. Yeah.
Is this not
funny
between Rabbi Yerusha Parker?
Is that got anything to do with Yeshafi Achabishal? The Gabe Shabbos, there's a machlokes of Yeshafi Achabishal. It has no bearing here. Everyone agrees, Be'etzem, to this din that if you cook it and then bake it, that it has Dine Hamaitzi and Dine Chalam. The Chiddush that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying is that that's only true if, so to speak, the recipe calls for cooking and baking. But if you have a completed cooked food and then you do something to bake it, that baking is enhancing it. I don't think it's totally an afiyah habishal. I think it's he would agree that it's if after cooking it's machal ben dersai and then you bake it. I think he would agree that it's. That it's chayim and chal. That's my understanding.
In the commercial segment, yeah. You add the factor of price and something?
Of what?
They're making it for people all over the place.
Right.
And some people are going to make lakshin kugel. That's not how.
That's the problem. That's the issue.
I know, but chayim and chal doesn't need to affect him here.
No, if you're mechalik, asui lechalik. If you make a dough to divide, we said, if you make it to divide among people, ba'idei isa. One second, if you make it to divide, ba'idei isa. We said that if you make it to divide while it's isa, it depends if the people that buy it have less than the shear. That's what we said. If the person who buys it has more than the shear, so you may be right. Have to think about it. We said if you make a dough and you plan to divide it as dough, like they sell the frozen doughs. So the frozen doughs themselves, be'etzem, if it's less than the shear of potter. That's suya lechalek, unless somebody is mitzarif enough of them to the shear, then it becomes chayiv. The problem here is whether the gzera derabanan would apply in such a case where one person has less than the shear. I have to think about it. But certainly, if one person makes a lakshin kugel that's more than the shear, I'm not sure. You know something? I would like to. I'd like to look. Do some research on it. Maybe you're right.
What a big
maybe
big ziti mix.
See, baked ziti is not.
First cook it, lasagna.
Baked ziti and baked lasagna. It's interesting. It doesn't. It doesn't bake the same way Lakshukugel bakes, right? It's. I don't know.
So
maybe have the same horror. That baked ziti should be the same.
So
it does. It's not like a Lakshukugel. It doesn't come out as pass. Lo shamanu such a thing. I mean, if you could see it, you should watch. That's a shy. It's certainly not. You don't need. So I'm not sure. What? I believe that if next week I'm going to check up this idea of Daita
Lechalek. But when they sell it to the different. Company, you buy 100 pounds in one box.
Yeah, but.
You buy little
boxes, they're just packing for big boxes.
Each truck that comes to your store gets 100 boxes all together in one package.
Did you eat Lach Majin? I have no idea what Lach Majin is. If it's good, you can bring some in next week. Okay, we'll continue. What?
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Lasagna.